is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to be with you again this weekend. I have a wonderful show for you. My guest lineup today is, in order of appearance, radio personality and music connoisseur Eworama Ato. She is our contestant for Drop the Needle Music Listening Quiz. Popular reality TV star and hit maker Soja Boy from Northern Nigeria. Reporter Nazir Hausawa speaks with him about his hit Hausa, I'm a Piano Song. And finally, Baba Kuboye, a U.S.-based Nigerian musician, member of the Kuti family. He and Prince Benjamin chat about his new EP. It's called From Ikoyi with Horns and other fun things. And also, of course, I've got my curated playlist of Pan-African songs for you and some genuine vintage music from 1960s Zambia. It's going to be amazing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We are starting off with a few current 2022 releases, beginning with this one by Zambian singer, rapper, and songwriter Sampa Tembo, a.k.a. Sampa the Great. It's called Let Me Be Great, and it features another legendary vocalist from another country. Can you guess who? Yeah.
Quite structured to be the boss. The hunter should be looking at my balls. I'm lying, I'm king, man, I'm blows, I'm feeling it. By the course of what is the cost, I'm healing. I'm dealing with my heroes, old shit in on my floors. When I was younger, you was on my goals. Now it's replaces. There will never be another me, nigga. So I figure I could call my own past story. I'm an exhibit on my name. I'm Sammy, I'm Tembo, I'm Eve, I'm Shumpa, I'm great. Remember when you doubt and fear, you had your voice and a song in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Young Tembo, be great. Singing Tupac books, still ignoring the fact that a queen named Lauren said that you can conquer any hill. That's how I feel, that's how I feel. My vision, I'm impeccable. Every strength gained, every stage detectable. Look into the future, full vision, no spectacle. It's legacy, it's what I see. Remember when there's doubt and fear. You would have your voice and a song in your ear. You can time travel any month, any year. You're the greatest, yeah, I told you, cause it's what you need to hear. Yeah, I'm gonna be great.
Everybody, that was Let Me Be Great, a track by Sampa the Great off of her new album, As Above, So Below. And it featured, you guessed it, Angelique Kidjo. You are at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now, I've got more Zambian music for you a little later on in the show. But for now, let's get some I'm a piano feels going. First up, Zima by Zimbabwe's Ja Prayzah and featuring Makadzi, followed by Sinabaya by Mario from Tanzania. Zima, by the way, is the Shona word for erase, as in think twice before you do senseless stuff, because sometimes you cannot erase. You!
Choco, 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 choco mawe yote ya moto sela wangu oh Sina no mana chibudenga, sina no mana kinky bar, sina no mana konde boy, sina no mana chui kisema, Mario, nasema ah una baya, sema Mario, ah una baya,
You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey, hello. So Drop the Needle is coming up in just a moment, but first I've got music news. Ilmaharaganat is a term translated loosely from Arabic as party music, but as of last week, this term has been deleted by the Egyptian Syndicate of Musical Professions. Concerns over the preservation of Egypt's artistic value are at the core of the deletion and other restrictions on music performance, specifically with regard to lyrics and to the quality of artists' voices. The new head of the syndicate, singer-songwriter Mustafa Kamel, has temporarily suspended work permits for Ilmaharaganat singers, who are mostly rappers, and the syndicate is going to start issuing artists' clearance based on three factors. Their voices, that is, they must qualify as proper singers based on technical and aesthetic criteria. The lyrics, which must exclude profanity and explicit content. And artists must have a 12-member band, not just electronic beats with DJs. So those are the factors. The syndicate will also require artists to reapply for clearance every 3 months. Fines will be imposed as well for violators. So this is what's happening now. It may change in the weeks to come. Maybe it will loosen, maybe tighten. We don't know. But Hassan Shakosh is one of Egypt's most popular party music artists. And I'm going to play you this song because it's awesome. It's called Henili. Show your love for me.
I'm gonna rock like matata. Jambo Africa. Hakuna matata. Hello everybody, this is Japan. And you're listening to the Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Whoa, yeah, all right. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, and now it is time for Drop the Needle Music Listening Quiz. Ewarama Ato is on the other line in Tamale, Ghana. She was actually my first contestant back when I started this, and I brought her back because now the rules are a little easier. They're lighter than they were when she first started, and it was tough, I admit. All you have to do now is listen to the newest Sunday edition of this radio show. And if you can't catch it live, you can listen to it on voanews.com. And then you just answer a couple questions about three of the songs that were in that show. Ewarama, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. So are you ready to play Drop the Needle for a second time?
This time I win.
I know you're going to do great this time. So you listened to the radio show last week, right?
Yes.
All right. You ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's hit it. Here's number one.
Naja women got the melanin dripping. Nella Wendy, O-N, city girl living in the back, looking like fire, chili pepper. You're a bad girl, tougher than imperial leather. He was getting bitter while she was getting better. Diamonds all forever. Miss Sierra Leone.
All right, what do you say?
Well, she said Naja women, so I'm thinking she's from Nigeria.
Right. You can say song title. I didn't even tell you what I want.
Okay.
You already identified the country. You're right. But you give me either song title or the artist name.
Okay. Is that Little Sims?
Yes. All right, here's number two.
I was just saying Niger Whitman.
Yeah, melanin dripping.
Yes.
Here's number two.
Sutiso?
Yes. Yes. All right, man. So you got Nigeria, you got Kenya, you are from Ghana, so, you know, here's the last one.
Ready.
All right.
The language seems like a Ghana language. It's a tricky one.
You want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
All right. And here's a hint. It's English. It's pidgin English, okay?
Oh, okay.
Not from Ghana or Nigeria, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Here we go again. All right.
Not from Ghana, not from Nigeria.
Did you listen to my show last week?
Yes, I did.
All right. Thank you, number one. But here's one more hint, and then that's all we got in terms of hints.
Okay.
It was the last song of the hour.
Last song of the hour.
Find a friend like me. Oh, find a friend like me. Find a friend like me. That's what he's saying.
Find a friend like me.
Find a friend like me.
Find a friend like me.
Yeah.
Teddy something.
Yes. Right? Yes.
Teddy Wright.
Yes. Featuring Erica Gesso, but Teddy Wright. Now, I gave you two hints plus a little singing hint, so it's almost three hints, but you know what?
It was when you said find a friend, like, I wasn't hearing what he was saying. I got it from you.
You know, that goes to show you, Pidgin English, even in West Africa, is not...
It's not easy.
No, you can't understand one pidgin from another very easily. So yeah. You think you'd be lost if you were in Sierra Leone and you were trying to get around?
I'll be totally lost. Even in Nigeria, sometimes I ask them, what did you say? And they're like, you didn't hear what I said.
All right, well, you did a great job. Thank you. And listen, so this
thank you.
You know, I've changed it up a little bit since you joined me for the very, I think you were the very first contestant. And yes. So now I'm having everybody listen to the previous show, and I'm going to take three pieces from that show. So that limits a lot. And the second new thing about this Drop the Needle is that now you get a prize just for playing. Yes. So you're going to get, I'll send it to you in the mail. So when we hang up, you're going to text me. We'll contact each other. We'll text each other and you're going to send me your mailing address. You're going to get a cool backpack that has VOA Africa on the front. And then inside are all of these goodies. We call the swag bag.
Yay.
Yeah. So look for that coming.
Swag it out.
Yeah. Swag it out up there in Tamale.
Oh, yeah.
Ewarama, do you want to say anything to our audiences before I say goodbye?
Well, I say thank you for having me. And, well, listen to Music Time with Heather Maxwell.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That was Drop the Needle with Ewarama from Tamale. If you want to play and get your chance to win a VOA swag bag, send me a message on Instagram. That's MTAA Maxwell, or on Facebook. All right, now for more music, here's Ina Jin by Kirani Ayat from Ghana. This is one of my favorite tracks off his long-awaited new album, Aisha's Son.
What's up, Peter Maxwell? This is The Therapist, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Thank you, guys, and peace out.
Gavin Music. sitaju si povo tene luta na sangue como a nessa e no mundo baianga sa paz pinta ca sabe ia ia.
Gomez from Guinea-Bissau with Speranza. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. I'm broadcasting from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. I hope you are enjoying the show so far. There is a lot more great music coming up, plus an interview with U.S.-based Nigerian artist Baba Kuboye. But right now, it's time to meet Soulja Boy right in northern Nigeria. Reporter Nazir Hausawa presents.
I'm a piano, which means the pianos in Zulu. It's a style of house music that emerged from South Africa in 2012, and it gained immense popularity in 2017. Amapiano is a mix of deep house, kwaito, jazz, and lounge music. Afrobeat, on the other hand, is an umbrella term used to describe West African music to outsiders. But yet, artists from different parts of Africa are using Amapiano while singing their tunes on it. Usman, a.k.a. Soulja Boy from Northern Nigeria, is a popular reality TV star of 90 Days Fiancé and a Hausa musician who released a catchy Amapiano tune in Hausa language. I reached out to Usman and asked him a few questions about his new song titled Wayo, which means Don't Outsmart Me. Here is how it goes. Usman, what makes you choose Amapiano music?
My name is Usman, a.k.a. Soulja Boy, a.k.a. Sokotawa Nshevu. And as I always, you know, like, go with the pattern of my music, I always try to make sure that I do different things, considering where I come from. I come from Northern Nigeria, basically, you know, like, where it is being dominated by Hausa people. So I feel like, you know, like, we always go on the same pattern of music. which is good actually, but I just feel like, you know, having new thing, it is always an advantage to whatever thing you are doing, you know. And then in Northern Nigeria, I think, you know, like, it's not something that we actually, you know, pay attention into, and that's why I try to choose that, trying to mix the house of label into Afrobeat, mix off, you know, like, I'm with a, you know, like, I'm a piano instrumental.
What does Salasale mean?
Salasale is actually, it's just a slang. It does not have a proper meaning because it's not something that has been there for long. As I told you, I'm trying to be unique. Salasale, I'm just trying to say, like, you know, like a dance.
Can you tell us about your creative process and how you pick NT4 to be part of the song?
Actually, the way I proceed with all my stuff and everything is just like inspiration, you know, like in most cases, I can, when I'm in the spirit, I can just be, you know, like, you and I, I'll just feel like, this brother has a story for me to tell, and then I will start, you know, tuning into, you know, like a beat. Once it's going into my head, you know, like, I'll just start making some kind of good stuff, and before you know, I come out with a new song. That is for, you know, like, how do I proceed? Then choosing NT4, Ibada actually from NT4, I just, you know, like, you know, whenever you have a song that you want to feature somebody, you have to look into the song and see who is that person that can give you exactly what you want on that particular beat. So, you know, like, NT4 are the kind of people that they actually come from Ghana, but they base in, even in Ghana, they base from Zango. So, like, it's just like Nigeria, you know, like, it's just like Northern Nigeria, actually.
The extension of Hausa people in Ghana.
Yeah. So, like, I just feel like he would be the right person to put on that song.
Is there an origin story to this song?
Actually, I always try to make sure that I go in line with the lyrics. If I'm passing the message, I don't want to drop from there. So I was telling, like, you know, like, don't do me why you. And the reason why I say do not do me why you, because, you know, like, our ladies over here, you know how they are, you know, like, once you say I love you, you become the father, you know, like, you have to take care of. So,
is that the reason why you like American girls more than Northern Nigerian girls?
Yeah, like, I love you, let me see if you love me before I can do anything voluntarily, because it has to be voluntary. So.
Knowing how big your fan base is in the US, do you have a tour plan?
Definitely. I am coming to United States for a tour sooner or later. It's something that I have planned for. I can't tell you the exact day, but I know it's not going to be long. It's going to be
very... Soulja Boy, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We are looking forward to more music from you.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate that. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Nizir Ahmed House Hour from Washington, D.C. for Music Time in Africa.
We are UB Orchestra, the University of Boya Orchestra, with other local artists around Boya. We are singing for Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Can you give an applause?
Yeah, all right. Hey, everybody. So I hope you enjoyed that interview with Soulja Boy from Northern Nigeria. How are y'all doing? In case you're just tuning in, I am Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Now, we are just a little bit past the bottom of the hour. There's a lot more amazing music to come, plus that feature interview with Babaku Boye, also from Nigeria. But this next song is awesome. It is the Lusaka Radio Band. You probably haven't heard of it because it was actually active in the 1960s. In fact, this band was housed at the National Radio, then called the Northern Rhodesia Broadcasting Service. And it helped educate Zambians about government policy. This song in the Chinyanja language is called Tichozi Smith Bampando. And it refers to the struggle, in quotes I'm saying this, the struggle against the illegal Smith regime in neighboring Rhodesia, unquote. And it also encourages the world to, quotes again, remove Smith from the ruling chair and have a Zimbabwe government, unquote.
Dumbbellani,
Nice, short and sweet. That was Lusaka Radio Band with Tichozi Smith Bampando, recorded in 1967. Hey, everybody, this is Heather. I've got two more back-to-back songs for you. First, Ali Donke by Kassim Diabaté of Guinea-Bissau. This track is a pre-release to his forthcoming album due out later this month, followed by Inauma by Bien of Kenya.
Kanujo ko jelenye ana jelenye kumanye kanujo ko kumanye ana kumanye ibulu dema kanujo ko ibulu dema ana ibulu dema
Avec ma sister Maswell.
Kuko sana na wewe, siku tarajia. kuwa mbali na wewe, akimeniacha babaya. Kutengana na wewe imenibadilisha sana, nimetamani nilewe, akinakunywa na sasa manambia nini watu rejina. Haya mapenzi yalinoga, nakumbuka tulipeana majina. Leo baby kesho tomato, mitandao ikaleta vitina. Ukawa uambiliki na mikichwa changu na kikavimba. Nikawa sisemezeki, inauma, inauma, lakini ntazoea. Inauma, inauma, lakini ntazoea. Aliye mwanaume duniani ni kuzoea. Aliye binadamu duniani ni kuzoea. Densi, oh, densi, densi tulikamata hadi usiku wa manane. Kesi, oh, kesi, kesi tukakubali tutapendana milele. Shanga wewe Kamisi, oh Kamisi, Kamisi na baika uliwacha na nusanga ndio milale. Oh yo yo, tutaambia nini watu rejina. Haya mapenzi yalinoga, na kumbuka tukila bata na bia. Pate after pate, shetani gani alituingilia, akatuweka asanda, hilo vito bali menifikisha. I'll never love another night. Inauma, inauma, lakini itazoea. Inauma, inauma, lakini itazoea. Hali ya binadamu duniani ni kuzoea. Hali ya wanaume duniani ni kuzoea. Ndio nashindwa. Inauma, inauma, lakini itazoea. Hali ya binadamu duniani ni kuzoea. Hali ya wanaume duniani ni kuzoea. Ninashindwa.
So that was Inauma by Bien from Nairobi, Kenya. And before that, Kisim Jabate with Ali Donke. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're coming toward the end of the hour. But you don't want to miss this finale. No, 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 no. So do you remember that interview I did with Shane Kuti a couple of weeks ago when he was on tour here in Washington? The world is so wonderfully small.
Hello, Dr. Maxwell. Totally unplanned. While you caught up with Shane Kuti, I enjoyed the conversation, by the way. I was also talking to his cousin. They're supposed to link up on tour. He has already opened up for Femi Kuti on the West Coast of America. I am Prince Benjamin, and I present to you multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and rapper from Ikoyi, Nigeria, currently living in Texas, Baba Kuboye.
Aye.
Aye, the Ikoyi boy, Baba Kuboye. He is related to the legendary Fela Kuti.
Lights on candles.
So Fela is my grandmother's brother, so I'm like a nephew, but one generation out. My mother is his niece, and then he has and will always be an ordinary guy to me. But as I grew older, I began to appreciate, and even now more, the impact he's had on the culture. He was a great, just easygoing, nice guy. I watched him play with my parents from my balcony because the club was just outside my house. And he would play the saxophone. He was a tenor saxophonist. I recently picked up the alto saxophone. I'm going to move to tenor at some point. But as a person, he was just sweet, caring, always very giving. He was very witty, very charismatic. And, you know, he would like to tease or probe, but he was always cool. As I'm older, I look back, I definitely appreciate the impact he had. You're right. There's nobody that is doing Afrobeat with or without the S that doesn't have any Solar Fela influence, because in a way, he started the genre.
Baba Kuboye's mother, a dentist and musician, Fela's niece, and her husband are very important to Nigerian music history because of a club they had in Ikoyi called Club 38.
My dad was called Tunde Kuboye. My mother was Frances Kuboye. She passed away the same year as Fela. The name of the club was Jazz 38. And the number 38 was because it was number 38 on Awolowo Road in Ikoyi. And Ikoyi is known as a posh or rich suburbs. Fela lived on the mainland. He even did a song called Ikoyi Blindness. To be honest, even in that song, Ikoyi was more for the haves, and then the people who were outside Ikoyi were the have-nots. But what Jazz 38 was trying to represent then was it didn't matter what you had or what you didn't have. If you had the gift or the appreciation for music, you could come there. See? And that was also another way in which it was impacting culture.
It was difficult to edit this interview, Dr. Maxwell, because we had such a deep, inspiring and educative conversation on the phone between Accra and Texas. Baba Kuboye is smart, eloquent and gifted. Well, he has a 7-track EP called From Ikoyi with Horns. A must listen.
Million comments, no, they buy rice. How many followers and how many likes before you decide to live your life? Me know the Facebook and the Facebook.
So from Ikoyi with Horns, I decided to, and going back to my roots and what I saw my parents and Fela do, was to be original, but also speak to issues that were outside entertainment and relaxation, but were pertinent. So I have songs, for example, Ikoyi Boy, that talks about where I'm from. I have songs like Kalakuta Girl that celebrate women. I have songs like Cool It Down that talks about mental health. Yes Sir that talks about social media, not being real life. And then Yawa that talks about racism. So I think music is spiritual. It's a vibration. I know it's a slang these days to say it's a vibe, but really, truly, it is.
Big Baba, down for whatever.
Within be this, like the Yawa way I see. All the years when I did overseas, jealousy, jealousy, and social racism. We come clean, but they call us enemies. And worst of all, say the whites no degree. No be all of them, but them plenty. When they hate any black skin from my land, they start to envy us. But pepper for us.
Born in Nigeria, a teenager in England, and now an adult in America. He's experienced stereotyping and racism from both blacks in the so-called diaspora and whites. He's learned from this experience, and he told me something very important that I'll never forget.
Not every white person is racist. Not every black person is racist. And that's important. I don't want there to be any hate projected. If you put the stereotype back, then that also defeats the purpose. Right. Two wrongs don't make a right. I wanted to try and move away from sweeping statements, and that's where I wrote that song about Yawa and trying to explain to those who consciously or unconsciously have a bias or a stereotype that these are people's lives, we're human beings as well. So I try and elevate and express that in my music, all for change through thought and action. And words.
Chicken, chicken, sure you know the reason. They put us all in prison, cause we are black and we're proud and we know they do bad. We they grind, we they work just to have a good life.
Anytime you meet Baba Kuboye, say this, Big Baba. He'll respond, down for whatever. Also, Dr. Maxwell, if I should start talking about your body, the vanilla of your skin, the swaying of your hips, the radiance of your smile, and the rose of your lips. Would you be comfortable? Or you'd say I'm objectifying you. Maybe I should sing it. The vanilla of your skin, the swaying of your hips, the radiance in your smile, and the rose of your lips. Baba Kuboye spoke on why musicians sing about women and their bodies.
Well, the woman is probably one of the greatest creations on earth from God. I mean, female energy is spiritual, it's emotional, they're nurturing, it's who I came from. The physical is just scratching the surface, which obviously is very enticing. But in the song Kalakuta Girl, I wanted to speak more beyond that to women who are conscious. Kalakuta is an area that Fela created. He was a republic. He was trying to secede from Nigeria. So a girl in this republic is the same, who embraces consciousness, who doesn't believe in the status quo, and is sexy, is beautiful, and can dance and has rhythm too. But in general, you know, I know for a fact that I've been blessed with the women I have in my life. I see how women impact community and culture and change just by virtue of their makeup. I have three girls. I grew up as the only boy with my mother and my sisters. I understand that we're different, but great people to have around you. So let women be celebrated in every aspect they can be.
Music Time in Africa, we celebrate the woman that we know, Dr. Heather Maxwell.
All right. Well, with that special tribute to me from our friend in Accra, Prince Benjamin, an amazing interview and music by Baba Kuboye, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. And also a big thanks to our special guests, Prince Benjamin and Baba Kuboye, to Soulja Boy and Nazir Hausawa in Nigeria, and to our Drop the Needle contestant, Eworama Ato. Now, if you would like to participate in this program in any way, contact me by email at musictime@voanews.com, on Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, or Facebook. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voanews.com. Just search for Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.